Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting sixth. The DH, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Carlton. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Hengel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Bill Swift. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Boston reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. There goes Lyons trying to get to third. Tartabull throws the ball into Presley, who tags Lyons for the out. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Bradley moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Mariners, 1. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Perkins applying the tag. Bradley moves to third. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball four. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Dean reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett bunts towards the mound. Swift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dean moves to third. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to home to get Dean. Hewlett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. Perkins moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett scores. Perkins moves to third. Boston moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Baines reaches second base with a double. Perkins scores. Boston scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a pop-up towards first. Mormon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Mormon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mormon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mormon takes first base on ball 4. Mark Huseman now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mormon moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses bunts towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hewlett. Bradley moves to second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boston hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Moorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hengel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones misplays the ball. That's an error on Quiñones. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Rey Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Mariners 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Lee Gettermann now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lyons strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moorman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Moorman reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon is walked intentionally. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Guillen hits a line drive to left field. Bradley throws towards the plate. Valley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Valley. Moorman scores. Calderon moves to third. Guillen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Presley reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners too. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 2 in the game. Valley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 2 in the game. Quiñones strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 4 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Getterman covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moorman moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Scott Bradley pinch hits for Dave Hengel. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Searage now pitching. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Ray Quiñones. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Nelson now pitching. Bob Kearney pinch hits for Harold Reynolds. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.